Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland. Our delayed broadcast going out on Wellington Access Radio. Hopefully you're picking us up tonight at the new time of 10 p.m. on Sunday night on 106.1 FM. Greetings to people on Capity Coast Radio. Hopefully you're hearing us on the Saturday night as our listeners on Plains FM in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening around the country and indeed around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you'll stay with us. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, including news on who was crowned Rose Tralee earlier on today or last night, Irish time. Details about the Pope's visit. It's only 3 days away now. Obviously, a big weekend for sport last weekend, and congratulations to Limerick, crowned All-Ireland hurling champions. More about the match and the homecoming in Limerick and much more on the programme tonight, Ireland Calling. But first up tonight, we're off with a piece of music from the man from Athlone, Brendan Shine, where the three counties meet.
Lovely to be on the shores of Loch Ree on a beautiful midsummer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters do break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the three jolly pigeons. It was near Glasson town. On the road I sat down, I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks, by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Sad was the day when I went far away to work amongst timber and concrete. I must name me a man or to follow life's span. I forsook the dear place of my homeland. If God grants me grace, I'll return to the place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird my heart soars as I gazed on the beauty around me. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks, find the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten. Loch Ree, oh Loch Ree, where the three counties meet, Longford, Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round her banks by the heather and peat, they're the memories I've never forgotten.
Yes, where the three counties meet, Sligo, Westmeath and Roscommon. And Galway, Westmeath and Roscommon, isn't it? And it was Brendan Shine there. And hopefully people listening from those counties have enjoyed that song and you're enjoying Ireland Calling. Yes, well, we're only 2.5 days away from the visit by His Holiness Pope Francis to Ireland, and his detailed itinerary has been announced over the last few days. And he will arrive in Dublin in the early hours, early Saturday morning, and he will have a visit to Áras an Uachtaráin to meet President Michael D. Higgins and his wife. And then he will go to a function at Dublin Castle hosted by the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And later that day, He will obviously visit the Caversham Friary in central Dublin that caters for homeless people. It's also been announced overnight that he certainly will meet victims of clerical abuse sometime over the weekend. And then he will attend a special evening mass at Croke Park on Saturday evening in front of 90,000 people. And then the early hours of Sunday morning, he will fly to Knock Airport in the west of Ireland. 45,000 people will be attending mass at Knock Airport, but he will recite the Angelus. He'll be there for an hour. He'll go around in his Pope Mobile, and he will say the Angelus at the gable end of the church where Mary appeared in 1879. He'll have a time for quiet prayer in that church. Any of you that have been to Knock will know where it is there, inside a kind of a glass dome. And then after an hour and a half in Knock, he will fly back to Dublin. He's got a meeting of cardinals in Dublin, just at Dublin Airport. And then he will travel to the Phoenix Park, where over 500,000 people will attend Mass, which will begin at 3 p.m. So huge logistics, huge amount of work being done over the visit. And obviously lots of international media will be covering the event. And, of course, the Pope released a letter to all Catholics around the world yesterday apologising for the wrongdoing of bad elements of the Church. And obviously apologising for cover-ups, and says that we neglected the young ones, we neglected the young children. He said this won't happen again. So it's expected that he's going to apologise for the Church's behaviour and attitude, and the way it dealt with obviously sexual abuse victims by clergy in Ireland over the years. So when that announcement will be made, nobody knows. But certainly everybody's hoping that the visit will go off without any hitches. There'll be huge international publicity. It looks like there'll be a bit of mixed weather for the Pope's visit. Won't be all sunshine, but no doubt it'll be covered here. There'll be clips in the news, but you can watch it all. It'll be all streamed live on the RTE website. So if you want to watch, especially the late on Sunday evening here, you'll be able to tune in to rte.ie and be able to see the mass coming from, or him reciting the Angelus down in Knock, and visiting and meeting people down there. So it's 39 years since the last Pope arrived, and that time over a million people turned up for mass in Phoenix Park, 80,000 young people in Galway, and he attended events in Limerick and Drogheda as well. So not quite the numbers this time round, but certainly coming back to a very different Ireland. Okay, we continue on with music. Up next, we've got a song here, a couple of jigs from Alton called Pretty Peg and New Ships a Sailing. welcome back, Altan there, and a couple of jigs. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just a reminder once again, I mentioned this last week, there's a charity fundraising brunch at the Irish Society in Auckland on next on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. It's to raise money for Head and Neck Cancer Support Group, and been organised by Bridie Murphy, president of the Auckland Irish Society. So it's a ticket only. I think the tickets are about $25. So you can contact Bridie or any member of the Irish Club to book your ticket for this fundraising brunch on Sunday morning. And Friday night there's a club night, and Celtic Kitchen is open. And then there's a history night, a documentary on Michael Collins. That's taking place on Friday night at the Irish Society. Just to remind you as well that released today details about a huge festival happening in November, and we'll have a chat to the organiser, Gerry Paul, about this in a few weeks' time. But this November, Kiwis and Irish alike will come together to celebrate everything Irish as part of the inaugural New Zealand Irish Fest, a massive four-day celebration in three cities with over 60 events, including music, comedy, film, dance and Gaelic football. Some of the artists competing include Damien Dempsey, Mick Flannery, Lisa O'Neill, Alan McElroy, Darren Jarnine, and there's music, film, comedy, dance and sport. Now, you can get all information about this on the website nzirishfest.co.nz, nzirishfest.co.nz, and that runs from the 15th to the 18th of November this year, Friday the 15th from the 15th to the 18th, and taking place in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. So you can look on the website there. And I mentioned last week, I'll just mention it again tonight, that the government sent out a memo to embassies and consulates all around the world, basically saying if there's anybody in New Zealand, anybody here, Irish people, that feel they've been wronged by if they were in a Magdalen institution, either working there or being a resident there, that there's a Magdalen restorative justice scheme that's just opened up, and people, the government have asked people that are affected in any way to get in touch with them. So you can contact Justice, go on the Justice Department website in Ireland, or you can contact the consulate here in New Zealand. Sad weekend for road accidents, and in fact there was a terrible murder. A man in his early 60s was murdered in his home in Crumlin on Sunday night, and sadly today it looks like, it is confirmed that his son, 31, has been charged with his murder. And as people were preparing for an All-Ireland hurling final on Sunday, news came of a horrific motor accident in Bundoran in County Donegal. Six people in a car, a single accident at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and two people instantly killed and three more seriously injured. The driver obviously walked away, and he basically fronted up at police station in the early hours of Sunday morning, and has been released and a file sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. But one of the young women killed, who was 21, had a three-year-old son, and another young woman who was also a mother, is on life support or in serious condition in one of the hospitals in Dublin. But sadly, it happens here in New Zealand as well. Police said, the road conditions were terrible. It was wet, it was early in the morning, and obviously maybe speed was involved as well. So very sad for all them people. Those funerals of the two young people killed taking place over the last day or two. Okay, well, it's almost winter's end here. So here we have the Celtic Orchestra with a lovely piece of music called Winter's End. Yes, welcome back. A lovely piece of music there called Winter's End, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Right, oh, well, the Rose of Tralee Festival has been running in Tralee. Well, in fact, the Rose has been in Ireland for the last week or 10 days, and I think there was a total of about 57 roses that travelled to Ireland for the event, and 32 made the final cut-off to be interviewed over two nights on Monday and Tuesday on television, interviewed by Dáithí O'Shea down in the Dome in County Kerry. And of course New Zealand was represented this year with a young lady originally from Donegal, but a physiotherapist working and living in Wellington. And I saw the interview the other night, and really good. She came across well and did a good dance, and she was obviously one of the 32 that was elected to be interviewed. And then the final batch of roses were interviewed last night or early this morning New Zealand time, and at about 12:30 here today, 11:30 Irish time, the rose was announced. And it's a young Waterford girl, Kirsten Matte Marr. And Kirsten is 21. She's a student at Water Institute of Technology, and part of the publicity or the media questions around her entry over the last week is about the colour of her skin, because her dad is originally from Zambia, and he was a member of the Zambian Army, came to Ireland to work with the Irish Army, where he met her mother. And just after she was born, he had to go back and live in Zambia for 2 years, but they're all back reunited, and she's got two young brothers. So she's, I'd say, the first coloured rose to be selected, but she came across very well. And again, the interviews with all the roses is up on the RTE website, and you can look at there on the player. So again, you know, huge event, brought a lot of publicity to Tralee, and huge numbers of people watching on television. So congratulations to Kirsten Matte Marr, the 2018 International Rose of Tralee. All right, we'll take another bit of music. This time we've got Clonard and Paul Young, and Both Sides Now.
So many things.
Yes, Clonard there and Paul Young on both sides now, which is what I think Ireland Calling does. It brings both sides together, broadcasting here in New Zealand, but also bringing you the latest news from Ireland. And just a reminder to all listeners in Wellington, hopefully you've found us now on the Sunday night at the new time at 10 p.m. on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. If you're listening to us in Auckland, it's on a Wednesday night, Kapiti Coast Saturday night, Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night as well, and listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Around the world, you can be listening to us any night of the week, and greetings to people that are listening here in New Zealand and indeed further afield. Right, speaking of fields and speaking of dreams, well, the dreams came true for a group of young men from Limerick in the early hours of Monday morning here. The All-Ireland Hurling Final took place in Croke Park, packed house, over 83,000 people there. And the minor final was played first, and that included that was at Galway against Kilkenny. And the minors now used to be an under 18 team, but they changed the age limit, so it's under 17, and they have a new competition, an under 20 team. And Galway were victorious. In fact, I only saw the second half of the second half, the last 10-15 minutes of the second half, and that's when Galway went on top and have won 3 out of the last 4 All-Ireland minor finals. So that was the entree, and what excitement there was in Croke Park, and indeed all around Croke Park, leading up to the All-Ireland Tournament Final. The last time Limerick won was in 1973, and before that it was 1940. So big gaps between Limerick's success in the All-Ireland Final. Of course, they were there in 2007 and beaten by Kilkenny. That was the last time they were there. But everybody's thoughts went back to 1994, when they were basically home and hosed with about 5 minutes to go against Offaly, and Offaly scored 2 goals and 6 points in the last 5 minutes of the game to win by 3 points. So the game started on Sunday, and took a while for both teams to settle down. Galway looked tired, and that eventually played out with a number of players in the last few days saying that they were affected by all the matches. That was their 9th game. In fact, one of the games had to go to extra time. In fact, they had 2 replays and extra time. And these are all amateur players, you know. And David Burke came out yesterday after the final and said that some of the players had to set the alarm to get themselves up at 3 in the morning to apply ice packs to injured parts of their bodies. So they had only a 2-week break between their replay against Clare, whereas Limerick had that extra week, and that made a difference. Saying that, Limerick were all over Galway, in fact, for most of the first half, and had they taken all their scores, they probably could have the game won at half-time. Galway made a lot of mistakes and gave away a very soft goal in the first half. But Galway, there was only 4 points in it at half-time, and everybody expected that Galway would fight back and some of their stars would play, but it didn't happen. And Galway didn't really get into the game until they made a number of substitutions, and everybody thought at that stage it was too late. But there was a number of injuries, including the Galway goalkeeper, who had to be when he was almost stretchered from the field, he made an unbelievable tackle, but in doing that he was concussed and knocked out. So and there was a number of injuries to Limerick players. So all in all, there was 8 minutes of injury time about to be played, but about 3 minutes to go in normal time. Within the 70 minutes, Limerick were leading by 9 points, and Limerick fans were getting to celebrate you know, their first victory since 1973. Lo and behold, Galway scored a few points, then they got a goal, and then almost instantly they got a free, a 20-yard free. Goalkeeper, the goal was packed with 5 or 6 players, but the Galway star, Joe Canning, came up and buried the ball in the back of the net, and we went from 9 points lead for Limerick now down to 2 points. And from the resultant puck out, Galway got a point, so there's only 1 point in it. And then Limerick were into about the 6 minute of injury time here, and Limerick got a 2 point lead. Then Galway brought it back to 1 point, and literally the last puck of the game, Galway were awarded a free about 35 metres out from their own goal, a bit to the left hand side of the field. So Joe Canning, who can kick belt balls over from any side of the field, this was just a bit outside his reach, and it dropped short, and Limerick managed to clear it, and the celebration started. So Limerick won by a 1 point, and thus, you know, they claimed the Liam McCarthy Cup. And the celebrations on Monday night when the team travelled back to Limerick was unbelievable. Almost 90,000 people crowded the streets, and then the team was welcomed back out at the Gaelic grounds on the Innes Road, and over 50,000 people were there. So the celebrations will continue for weeks and months ahead, like they did last year in Galway. Huge disappointment by Galway. They certainly didn't play to the level that they played all year, and when they look back at the game, they'll see how many scores they give away. Easy scores. The three goals were goals that shouldn't have been scored, but it was Limerick's day, and you can still watch the game if you want to watch GAA. Link up to GAAgo.ie. It's up there. I think the Sunday game, I'm pretty sure it goes out later in the week. There's a 24-hour gap there on the RT player where you can see it and see the highlights package. So the hurling final is over. First time ever hurling final was played in August, of course, with the Pope's visit and with the GAA bringing forward the season by a few weeks to give a chance to the clubs to play their club competitions or the counties. That was the first time we had an All-Ireland hurling final in August, and there's a break this weekend. No big games taking place, obviously, in Croke Park because of the Pope's Mass there on Saturday night, but the following week back to Croke Park again, and we'll preview this next week when Dublin take on Tyrone in the football final and Galway take on Kerry in the minor final. So congratulations to Limerick. As a Galway man, I was a bit disappointed, but I'm really happy for Limerick. They're a great sporting county, and Limerick's a great sporting city, and you can just see the joy it brought to them, and I've no doubt it'll bolster these players for a tilt at maybe a second or third or Ireland, because the average age of the Limerick team is about 22. Average age of the Galway team is not much older, but there's a rumour going around now that the Galway manager Michael Donoghue, after 3 years in charge, might step down, but that's not confirmed. Okay, let's continue on, and we've got a piece of music here from the Chieftains called the Donegal Set. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling there and the Chieftains with the Donegal set. And, of course, the programme brought to you, you're listening to, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just to recap, if you missed the start of the programme, tonight preparations are well underway for the visit by His Holiness Pope Francis to Ireland this weekend. He arrives early on Saturday morning around 10:30 and has a number of events and official duties in Dublin that day before joining 85,000 people in Croke Park for a gathering of the family's mass. And then in the early hours of Sunday, he will travel to Knock and spend about an hour and a half there, 45,000 people attending that event in Knock. And then we'll fly back to Dublin, where he will celebrate Mass in the Phoenix Park, 500,000 people attending, and all of these public events. You had to get a ticket, so different from 1979 because of health and safety. Other news in Ireland is Rose Tralee for 2018 is Waterford Rose Kirsten Matty Marr. She was crowned early hours of this morning. Limerick or Ireland hurling senior hurling champions, beaten Galway in the final at the weekend. And of course this day last week all the leave and cert results came out, and then students had to wait till Monday this week to find out if they got a place at the university. The Central Applications Office announced all the places on Monday, so pretty much most people got their first choices, and then people that have changed their choices, other students will know where they're going, but they now know and can make plans what university town they'll be going to. And those travelling to Dublin, not alone getting good points and getting the course into the course they wanted is important, but now it's trying to find accommodation, and it's just near nigh impossible. And students and indeed their parents have been warned about scammers that are out there offering accommodation on false websites and telling people don't transfer any money to anybody's account until you go and meet the landlord and know the flat that you're moving into. But it's accommodation is getting a lot of publicity in the airways over the last few days, and some of the accommodation that's on offer, you wouldn't put pigs into it, according to some people ringing a talkback show earlier yesterday. So definitely some challenges ahead there. And finally on sport, great news yesterday, triple gold for Ireland at the Paralympics, which are taking place in Munich. Right, we'll take another bit of music here. Patsy Fagan, and being sung here by Desi O'Halloran.
I'm working here in Glasgow, I've got a decent job, carrying brick and mortar, and my pay is 15 bob. Rise up in the morning, I get up with a laugh. When I'm going down the street, can hear the girls be mad. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. He's in my smile that no one can deny. Hear him, scare him, give him a care. The day that I left Ireland, it's many years ago. Left my home in Antrim, where the bacon patties grow. Since I left old Ireland, it's always been my plan. Let the people know that I'm a decent Irish man. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Oh, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. If there's one among you who'd like to marry me, take you to her little home across the Irish Sea. Dress her up in satin and I please her all I can. Let the people all the time, a decent Irish band. No, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. No, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. Decent boy from Ireland that no one can deny. Harum, harum, devil may harum, decent Irish boy.
How are you going, Patsy Fagan? You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Wellington on a Sunday night, Kapiti Coast Saturday night, Christchurch on Saturday night, and any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. Program brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, it's been a great summer in Ireland, but the last few weeks the weather has been a bit mixed. And certainly looks like there'll be showers around this weekend for the visit by the Pope. But good news for farmers anyways, at least the grass is grown, because many farmers were in major trouble there, winter lasting long time, and had run out of feed. And then obviously that fine weather affected grass growth, so many farmers had to start using the silage and hay that they'd saved in May and June in July. But it looks like there is certainly good grass growth around the country at the moment, and many farmers will be able to get another round of silage cut before the end of the season. Of course, the big National Ploughing Championships will be taking place in Tullamore in a few weeks' time. That's like our Mystery Quick Field Days that takes place here in June. And but certainly tough times for farmers this year. The fact that winter dragged on, and then summer, that drought affected production, especially for dairy farmers and indeed crop farmers as well. And I saw the other day the man that specialises in selling Christmas trees, he said there'd be a scarcity of Christmas trees, not this year but in about 6 years' time, because growth has been very, very slow this year. But certainly it's been a good summer. And days are getting that little bit shorter over there at the moment. And you can feel the days are getting a bit longer here in New Zealand. But those of you that are still have plans to travel over the next few weeks or months, I'm sure you'll certainly enjoy your trip to Ireland. It's a good time of the... And it's a great time to visit any time of the year, but especially autumn is a lovely time of the year. And hopefully there'll be some nice weather when you're travelling over there. Well, he's playing in front of the Pope on Saturday night at Croke Park, and he's played to big crowds all over Ireland and indeed all over the world. And here he is singing about my Donegal shore, Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care? She's happy over there. She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can't help my dreams of what might If I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt too. But I could never descend to be only her friend. So I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell, who made the cut to play for the Pope in Croke Park this weekend. There was a lot of controversy a few weeks ago when another singer rang up the Joe Duffy talkback line and wondered why Daniel was selected to play instead of maybe him. He does a bit of singing, and he said Daniel was out there encouraging people to vote when the same-sex marriage referendum was on a few years ago, and we know that the Catholic Church's teaching doesn't allow recognise same-sex marriages. So he was wondering how Daniel could be there. But anyway, Daniel is there along with the Italian opera singer who's partially blind as well. He's singing, and a number of other Irish singers. Riverdance will be performing as well. So there'll be a big event, or big feast of music as well as prayer. At Croke Park on Saturday evening. And of course Daniel is playing down in Killarney, I think, next week, but all his concerts, well, no, his advertised concerts for just before Christmas, I think they went on sale the other day, but they're completely sold out. And we know he's doing concerts, he's travelling in America at the moment as well, with his wife Magella, recording. I think he might be going down Highway Route 66 doing a programme that'll be shown on Irish television next year. So no doubt working hard, and the profits at his company will be growing with all the work that he's doing. But I've no doubt he will be very proud when he sings a few songs for His Holiness the Pope, Pope Francis, in Croke Park this weekend. And as I said, if you want to see the Pope's visit in Ireland, RTE will be shown free. You don't have to sign up for anything. If you have a computer or an iPad, go on to rte.ie. You'll be able to see all the coverage of the Pope's visit to Ireland. Let's get a bit of another Cayley music before we come back and wrap up for another week. And here is from the Crossroads Cayley, Crowley's Reel. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Capity Coast Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, and our new time in Wellington on Wellington Access Radio, 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. Greetings to people around New Zealand and around the world listening on planetaudio.org.nz program. You're listening to, brought to you with the Hugh Green Group. And just to quickly recap before we go on the big stories in Ireland, obviously great news for Limerick sports fans. Limerick crowned All-Ireland Hurling Senior Champions for the first time since 1973. And a new era and a new rose, a busy year beckons for Kirsten Matty Maher, who was crowned the International Rose Tralee earlier on tonight. And of course the big event that will dominate the news in Ireland has been over the last few days, but certainly over the next few days and into the weekend, the visit of His Holiness Pope John Paul, or Pope Francis, coming to Ireland on Saturday morning. And we'll spend just over 36 hours in Ireland. And he's come out today and made his first reference about Ireland. And the Pope is really looking forward to coming to Ireland. And he hopes that his Irish visit will foster unity and reconciliation as thousands attend the opening of the World Meeting of Families events, which got underway early on and this evening. And of course everybody will be watching the Pope closely to see what reference he will make, and to the abuse by clerics in Ireland and over the last obviously many years. And we've had a lot of public inquiries carried out by the state, and a number of priests have, and clergy, not priests, but other religious brothers, have been brought before the courts and imprisoned for the terrible deeds that they did. But there's still a lot of hurt within from people that feel that the church at the top level hasn't apologised properly. And probably not lip service apologies is one thing, but making sure that these people are looked after, because many of these people are dealing with terrible psychological issues. So all eyes will be watching Pope Francis to see what he will say in relation to that this weekend. Well, that's about it for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the programme, Ireland Calling, and we'll leave you tonight with the Dublin and City Ramblers and their version of I Love Innisfree. From me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. Precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear love. When the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again the peace no other land could know.
laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon